F. Sales rack. I'm looking for a lightweight jacket, navy blue, medium.
Let's see. Have you checked the sales rack in the back? There were still a few there yesterday.
Save a place. Joe would like us to save a place for him.
Save one's breath. 1. Donna should save her breath because she can't convince her friends.
2. Hey, John, John.
Save your breath. He's out of earshot.
Save the explanation. Save the explanation. I probably would have done the same thing.
Savings account. I'd like to enroll in the free seminar you advertised in the newspaper, the one on managing your personal finances.
Okay, now, the ad did say that you have to have a savings account at our bank to be eligible. Do you have one here?
School newspaper. I have an idea for a special issue of the school newspaper. Do you have time to discuss it?
School radio station. We need to let everyone know about the benefit concert, but we don't have much money for advertising.
How about using the school radio station? They broadcast free public service announcements.
School's emblem. I think I'll get one of those new sweatshirts. You know, with the school's emblem on both the front and the back.
You may regret it. They are expensive, and I've heard the printing really fades when you wash them.
Science Museum. 1. They say the new science museum is supposed to be great, but I was disappointed in it.
2. You mean Sandy hasn't ever been to the science museum?
Scrap one's plan. If the weather doesn't get any better, we may have to scrap our plans for this afternoon's picnic.
Scratch the surface. You've certainly done a lot of research for your project.
It seems like a lot, but actually, I've only scratched the surface.
Second hand. Will you please return my stopwatch? I need it to time the races tomorrow.
I'm not sure how to tell you, but it fell on the ground and now the second hand doesn't work.
Second thoughts. I was in favor of the proposal, but I'm having second thoughts.
Second to none. In calculus, she is second to none in the class.
Secondary school. Most colleges are no longer overcrowded, and neither are the secondary schools.
See a doctor about. You ought to see a doctor about that cough right away.
See off. Thanks for volunteering to drive me to the airport, but I'm taking a bus that goes there from the campus.
It's no trouble. Besides, I'd like to see you off.
See to. I'll see to it immediately.
Sell out. 1. Did you get the ski jacket you wanted?
They were all sold out of my size when I got to the shop.
2. Hello, I'd like 2 seats for the evening show.
Sorry, but the performance is already sold out. Would you be interested in something later this week?
Send out. 1. I don't think you'll have time to send out the invitations to all the new students.
2. I don't know if you should call everyone to collect the data or just send out a questionnaire.
You'd better make a decision soon. You know, there is only 1 month till the election.
Set a record. The concert set a record for attendance. I understand there wasn't an empty seat in the house.
Set out. Which hiking trail did Carol's group take?
I think they set out for the lake.
Set up. 1. He's set up his own company.
2. I want to set up an appointment with a doctor.
3. Sandra set up a display for the town's local history week.
4. I think I've got this experiment set up right now.
5. We can ask Mark to help us set up the photography exhibit.
Shave off. Did you notice that Mark shaved off his beard over the summer?
Short-handed. The cafeteria is short-handed, so we'll have to wait in line.
Should know better than to do something. I thought Pam said the math test wasn't until Monday.
Ellen, you should know better than to take Pam's word for anything.
Show around. Let's see, another thing we need to do is show the new students around town. You know, show them all the highlights of the area.
Show up. 1. Did David show up at the game?
2. The speaker showed up late for his statistics lecture.
3. Mike promised he'd help on this rush job, but he never showed up.
4. Jane told me she'd meet me here at the library reference desk at 1 o'clock, but she hasn't shown up yet.
Sick of. 1. I'm so sick of calling the symphony office. The number for ticket orders is always busy.
2. He's sick of his job.
Sign up for. 1. Do you want to sign up for Professor Wilson's class?
2. I wish I knew how to swim.
Why not sign up for the lessons offered by the Physical Education Department?
3. Did you sign up for a course that fits in your current work schedule?
4. After talking to your advisor, you may sign up for classes.
5. I signed up for a month-long course, but Katie signed up for one that's 8 weeks long.
6. Sally certainly won't discourage you from signing up for an exercise class.
7. I'm taking this great course, The Psychology of Language. It's so interesting. You're a psych major. You should sign up for it.
Actually, I tried to do that. But they told me you need to have taken Linguistics 101 first.
Sit still. He was too restless to sit still.
Sit through. Wednesday is going to be a busy day for me next semester. 3 classes in the morning and then 2 more in the afternoon. I don't even have time for lunch.
You really should try to fit it in. You know, the afternoon classes will be tough to sit through if your stomach is rumbling.
6 of one and half a dozen of the other. I can't decide whether to take anthropology or geology this term.
It's 6 of one and half a dozen of the other.
Sketch. Think you'll be able to finish sketching the plans for the election campaign by tomorrow, or do you need some help?
Well, there is still quite a bit to do, but I'll be able to put everything together.
Sleeping bag. I forgot to tell you that Fred called last night to borrow your sleeping bag.
Sleeping pill.
Slip one's memory.
Slip one's mind. 1. I thought you said you were going to call me last week about that car I'm selling.
Oh, I'm so sorry. It completely slipped my mind. 2. Donna, you said you'd take this package to accounting yesterday.
Oh, no. It must have slipped my mind.
3. Did you pick up my books from Ron's house?
Sorry, it slipped my mind.
4. Nobody told me that Bill was in the hospital.
Sorry. I meant to give you a call when I found out, but it slipped my mind.
5. Jane, didn't you get my messages? I left 2 on your answering machine.
Oh? Sorry, Tom. I've been meaning to get back in touch with you. It just slipped my mind.
Slow down. Can't we slow down? I'm tired.
Snack bar. 1. Is the snack bar always this deserted?
2. Louise and Neil just went over to the snack bar.
3. At the snack bar, that's where you can get a good hamburger.
4. I'm going to the snack bar for a cup of coffee. Would you like me to bring you back something?
Snap at somebody. What's wrong with Harold today? He snapped at me for no reason today.
Don't worry. It's just the end of semester pressure. He will be his old self next week.
Snap out of. Harry seems to be in a bad mood today.
He'll snap out of it when he finishes his biology project this afternoon.
So far. Our basketball team's won every game so far.
Soccer game. 1. I'm sorry I missed your soccer game, but I had the flu.
2. You don't care if we don't watch the soccer game, do you?
Soccer team. John seems to have lost a lot of weight recently.
Yes, he's been training hard with the soccer team.
Social awareness. Look at all the pollution going into the air from those factories. Do you think they'll ever get that under control?
With the new laws and social awareness, we'll turn things around.
Sold out. 1. I heard there are a few seats left for tonight's show.
Really? I was under the impression that they were sold out a long time ago.
2. Did you get the ski jacket you wanted?
They were all sold out of my size when I got to the shop.
3. Do you think you could lend me that novel when you're finished reading it? I've been looking all over for a copy, but apparently it's sold out at all the bookstores.
It's not mine. It belongs to Alice, but I'll see what she says.
Some bargain. I thought this shirt was a great deal, but I washed it once and it's shrunk so much that I can't wear it.
Some bargain. You should ask for a refund.
Someone would die to do something. What do you think of this gallery space? They offered to let me exhibit some of my paintings here.
Are you kidding? Any art student I know would die to have an exhibit here.
Something is killing somebody. This toothache is killing me. I was hoping it would just go away, but it's getting worse by the minute. What did you say the name of your dentist was?
I told you last week to make that appointment.
Some things just can't be helped. I don't know how I managed to break the platter. I'll be more than happy to buy you a new one.
Forget about it. Some things just can't be helped.
Sore throat. Sam's voice sounds awful. I could barely hear him.
Yes, he's got a terrible sore throat. The doctor said he shouldn't even attempt to whisper.
Sort of. I'm sort of upset with my brother. He hasn't answered either of my letters.
Spare the time. I'd like to go to the concert tonight, but I don't know if I can spare the time.
Spare time. There is nothing I like more than a good mystery novel when I've got some spare time.
Spark some interest. Did you see the college newspaper? They did a story on our voter registration campaign.
I did. Maybe it'll spark some interest on campus. Without more volunteers, we'll never meet our goals.
Speed limit. Driving faster than the speed limit is illegal.
Speeding ticket. I have an appointment at traffic court tomorrow morning for the speeding ticket I got.
Spell out. You need to spell out clearer instructions for me.
Spend hours on end. Did Linda ever finish that introductory chapter?
I'm not sure. She spent hours on end rewriting it.
Sporting goods. Could you please tell me where to find running shoes?
Yeah, they'd be on the second floor in sporting goods.
Sports section. Would you pass me the sports section, please?
Squint at. Why are you squinting at the picture?
Well, I normally wear glasses, but I broke them.
Stand in line. I had to stand in line at the bank for about half an hour. There were only two tellers.
Stand up for. He stood up for what he thought was right.
Standing ovation. The actors received a standing ovation for their performance.
State tournament. Good news. I'm not going to need surgery after all. The doctor says I can start working out again soon, and maybe play soccer again in a few weeks.
That's terrific. It would be great if you could get back in shape in time for the state tournament.
Stay away from somebody. Do you feel like watching the evening news with me?
You ought to stay away from me. I have a bad cold and wouldn't want you to catch it.
Stay off one's foot. I thought the doctor said you should stay off your foot until the swelling goes down.
Stay put. We're having all kinds of trouble finding a new apartment for next year.
My roommate and I decided that this year we'd stay put.
Stay up. Debbie certainly enjoys computer games.
Yeah, she stays up all night. It's hard to tear her away.
Stay up all night. 1. Ruth stayed up all night and did puzzles.
2. Deborah says she is going to stay up all night studying for her exam tomorrow morning.
Step by step. I simply can't get this chair put together properly.
If you follow the instructions step by step, I'm sure everything will fit together.
Step up one's efforts. Have you found a summer job yet?
No. I'm going to have to step up my efforts.
Stick around. Leaving the party so soon? We're just getting ready to cut the cake.
Sorry, I can't stick around.
Stick to. 1. Glue has stuck to his fingers.
2. He will stick to his friends no matter what happens.
Stick with. 1. I wonder what this new flavor of ice cream tastes like.
I tried it last week. If I were you, I would stick with an old favorite.
2. I'm thinking about dropping my swimming class. I'm just not catching on.
Stick with it. I did, and I learned how to swim eventually.
Stock up on. The supermarket down the street is selling everything half price because they're going out of business.
Sounds like an ideal time to stock up on coffee.
Stone carving. Did you see stone carvings at the Smith Gallery?
Stop by. 1. Poor Jane's still in the hospital with her broken leg.
That's too bad. Let's not forget to stop by tonight.
2. I still have to stop by the drugstore and get my allergy prescription refilled.
3. I hope you are not too put out with me for stopping by Fred's on the way over here. I had to pick up an assignment.
4. I thought you were going to call me last night about the train schedule.
Sorry, I would have, but Harry and Jack stopped by and stayed past midnight.
Stop over. I'll stop over the day after tomorrow.
Stopwatch. Will you please return my stopwatch?
Straight A's. Peter got straight A's this semester.
Straighten out. I almost forgot. I still owe you $10 from the other night. Do you have change for a 20?
Oh, not at the moment. Let's just straighten it out some other time.
Student Advisory Committee. Will you make sure all the members of the Student Advisory Committee know what to expect at tomorrow's meeting?
Student card. The admission price is $5 per person. That's really expensive for just one exhibit.
You're right. But if you have a student card, you can get in for just $2.
Student Center. 1. I haven't seen you at the Student Center all week. Have you been sick?
2. Betty stopped buying coffee in the morning at the Student Center.
3. Do you really have to work at the Student Center tomorrow night?
4. Have you visited the new exhibit?
Not yet, but it will be at the Student Center until June.
Student Discount. I've been waiting all week for this concert. The Philharmonic is supposed to be excellent, and with our student discount, the tickets will be really cheap.
Student ID. I've been waiting all week for this concert. The Philharmonic is supposed to be excellent, and with our student discount, the tickets will be really cheap.
Uh-oh, I'm afraid I left my student ID in my other purse.
Student loan. I thought there was still time for me to apply for a student loan, but someone just told me that the closing date was last Wednesday.
Are you sure? I thought we still had another month. Wait, I've got a brochure right here. Yeah, Wednesday was the closing date.
Student lounge. Do you know where the student lounge is?
Students exhibition. Have you seen the new pottery Lisa's made for the student exhibition?
Students association. Excuse me, can you tell me where the Students Association is meeting?
Student Council. 1. It's 10 o'clock. Is that too late for us to phone Professor Brown about the Student Council meeting?
2. Karen has a very good chance of being elected head of the Student Council, don't you think?
Student Government. 1. Jonathan said he wanted to get involved in student government this year.
2. Somebody had better tell Julie that the student government meeting has been canceled.
3. I'm having a lot of trouble with calculus, and my professor can't seem to explain it in a way that makes sense to me.
You know, the student government runs a tutoring service. I was ready to drop trigonometry before they helped me out.
Study group. 1. Do you think you'll feel energetic enough to walk to our study group session tonight?
If there is one. I guess you haven't heard the weather report. Over a foot of snow is expected.
2. We should probably think about selecting someone to lead our study group. You know, somebody really organized.
Then you can count me out.
Study lounge. Jane told me she'd meet me here at the library reference desk at 1 o'clock, but she hasn't shown up yet.
Oh, I just saw her upstairs on the third floor study lounge. She said she'd been expecting you at 12:30.
Stuff like that. There's nothing like more than a good mystery novel when I've got some spare time.
I like to read, too, but I prefer nonfiction, history, social commentary, and stuff like that.
Stuffed animal. I'm going to the new department store. It has some toys that I think the kids would love.
I know, especially since they adore stuffed animals.
Summer job. Have you found a summer job yet?
Summer session. Summer session will begin on June 22nd.
Supplies. Is the bookstore always so crowded?
It's the beginning of the year. Everybody has to buy supplies for class.
Support oneself. Jane has been supporting herself in college.
Sure thing. Would it be okay if I use your phone to make a local call?
Sure thing.
Surprise party. 1. Could you help Bob and me plan a surprise party for Meg?
2. Would you like to come to Janet's surprise party tomorrow night?
Sweatshirt. I think I'll get one of those new sweatshirts, you know, with the school's emblem on both the front and the back.
You may regret it. They're expensive, and I've heard the printing really fades when you wash them.
Swim meet. 1. Diane is going to practice more and do better at the next swim meet.
2. You'll need a stopwatch if you're going to judge the swim meet.
Switch off. Switch off the light, would you?
Synthetic fabric. One piece of cloth is silk and the other is a synthetic fabric.